Queensland's top medical body is wanting an age limit of 16 on e-bikes and e-scooters. It comes after a number of recent deaths, including an 8-year-old boy on the Sunshine Coast last week and a 15-year-old on the Gold Coast at the weekend. The Premier has ruled out any major reforms before Christmas, but AMAQ's Nick Yim has told us that parents should do their research before getting any gifts.
And I know these e-bikes and e-scooters might be on the Christmas wish list for many children. This is an opportunity for parents to do the research because many of these devices are highly powerful and travel at high speeds and can be quite catastrophic for inexperienced riders.
While police are still investigating the e-bike crash that happened last Thursday afternoon at Mountain Creek, they say both riders involved were wearing helmets. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dash cam footage is urged to come forward. A number of Sunshine Coast producers are exhibiting at the China International Import Expo this week, which is the world's biggest stage for Queensland exporters. They include Mooloolaba's Walker Seafoods and Kilcoy Global Foods. They're among 110 Queensland delegates showcasing their produce to global buyers at the event in Shanghai. Also this week, Trade Minister Ros Bates will officially open a new Trade and Investment Queensland office in Vietnam, which is our largest export destination in Southeast Asia. A Carter's Ridge man is due in court next month, accused of being under the influence of alcohol and causing a three-vehicle crash at Kaibong on Friday. It'll be alleged the 40-year-old was driving a Toyota Land Cruiser on Karoi-Gympie Road when it smashed into a Mitsubishi Triton and a Toyota Corolla travelling in the opposite direction. Luckily, the two other drivers only suffered minor injuries. The accused allegedly returned a blood alcohol reading of 0.205. The man will face Gympie Magistrates Court next month. And the threat of storms didn't deter the crowd at the weekend's Big Pineapple Festival. Close to 16,000 people attended the event in Woombye on Saturday to celebrate the 10th birthday of the iconic festival. It generated about $5 million for the local economy.